Restaurant owners and food service workers in the Ohio Valley are worried about their livelihoods now that the governors in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana have ordered all bars and restaurants closed to dine-in customers. The move is the latest attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus and raises further concerns about the economic impact of the pandemic. Becca Schimmel has more.
So you want the Chicken Ranch Club sandwich?
That's one of the regulars at Ray's Harvest House in Albany, Ohio, calling in an order for takeout. Owner Rachel Cottrell had to lay off 11 people following Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's order that all bars and restaurants close dine-in services. Denise Hager was a cook at the restaurant and says she'll miss seeing and talking to all her regular customers.
I don't like it, but then again, I don't have any control.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also ordered bars and restaurants to end in-person dining to try to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Stacy Roof is the president of the Kentucky Restaurant Association. She says she understands why Beshear made his decision, but she's concerned about businesses across the state.
I'm disappointed for our businesses because I know they're fearful and they're trying to figure out how they're going to take care of their employees.
Roof says it's difficult for people in the hospitality business to stay home because the nature of the job is serving others. Economists across the region are recommending expanding paid sick leave to keep people home from work when they're feeling ill, as well as easier access to unemployment benefits. Governors in Kentucky and Ohio have waived the waiting period for unemployment benefits through executive orders. Michael Shield is with Policy Matters Ohio, an economic policy group. He says the unemployment benefits Ohio offers need to be expanded so that more workers qualify.
In Ohio, the earnings test requires that you earn $269 a week. A minimum wage worker in the state who works 30 hours a week doesn't qualify.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2018, more than 746,000 people worked in food prep or service-related jobs across the Ohio Valley. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.